T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Wednesday, everyone. Big issues, big guests. Let's go to Eric Trump here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Eric, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, Dom. It's great to be with you.
Well, let's talk, first of all, about this interesting idea. Kevin McCarthy, and you and I think may have touched upon this before, offering it as a referendum, putting up, yesterday announced, the wall to be part of the midterms. In other words, which side are you on? Do you want the wall, yes or no?
I want the wall. I want the wall only because I see the devastating effects that, you know, it has on the country not having the wall. I mean, you see the opioid crisis. That's the one that bothers me, honestly, the most. You see the opioid crisis in this country. You see the drugs pouring over. But you also have terrible factions. You look at MS-13. You look at how many of them, you know, come over illegally. They come into our cities. They come into our streets. They kill people. You know, they're incredibly violent. They're total savages, actually. So you have to fight that. And then there's a lot of other problems. You need to know who's in this country as well. But we have to combat the drug crisis. It's killing our neighborhoods. It's killing our youth. It's causing so many intangible problems. And you know, you've got to keep the bad guys out of here as well.
Eric, all morning long we've been talking about Rand Paul, political assassination. He talked about yesterday, several others, Mrs. Clinton's comments. How is this, you know, your life before that, you were a very public figure, the whole family is, but give listeners a sense, how much more is it when your dad is in the presidency and the whole family is involved in some way, shape, or form? What happens to the family under that kind of focus and that kind of threat, maybe?
Yeah, well, this is tremendous. I mean, we've always been under spotlight, but what we've seen is really, you know, a very different thing. And, you know, I think the hardest thing about it, oftentimes, and, you know, we're big boys and we're big girls and, you know, we can fend for ourselves, but, you know, you see this manufactured chaos from the other side on every single issue, on every single point, all the time. And we've got to get back to a point of some level of civility. I mean, you look at the Kavanaugh hearings and you look what happened there. I mean, the man on the first day couldn't even say his first word. He sat down in the chair at 9:30 in the morning. He didn't even get to utter his first words until 3:30 in the afternoon because, you know, various senators were grandstanding from the stage. And I think we deserve a better process than this. But everything's manufactured anarchy, manufactured chaos. You see people scratching at the doors of the Supreme Court, and then organizations come out and say, yeah, sure, we paid them to do that, and we printed all their signs, and many of them were paid protesters. I mean, as a country, we deserve a lot more than that. And, you know, so much of what you see out there is fake, is manufactured by certain powerful individuals. And it's sad that that's how certain processes in our government and certain issues are manufactured and created.
Now, your main focus still is business, so the economy should be front and center in this election cycle. What do you see as somebody day-to-day who that's your lifeblood, that's where you're involved in the Trump various businesses and all? What can you tell us that you think should pop in the minds of the average voter when it comes to the economy?
Yeah, well, Dom, by every quantifiable metric, our country is winning. I mean, we are winning again on everything. I mean, our economy, 4.2% GDP growth, one of the fastest in the nation's history. 3.7% unemployment. It just got revised downward because that's how low our unemployment is. We have wage growth for the first time in 16 years. We have the largest tax cuts in the history of our nation. You know, manufacturing is through the roof. Jobs are coming back to America. You know, our markets are at all-time highs, right? Our Dow Jones, NASDAQ, our markets are at all-time highs. You look at China right now, China's economy is off by over 20%. Their stock market is down by over 20%. Their currency is down by, I think, 12 or 13% right now. You know, we are winning, right? The trade deficits, you see what's happening with these trade wars where we have, you know, my father negotiated an unbelievable deal with Mexico. Then he negotiated an unbelievable deal with Canada, which brings jobs back to the U.S., encourages manufacturing. I mean, we were no longer competitive. We were having our butts kicked by every country around the world. Our jobs were being stolen. Our taxes were being taken. We were rebuilding countries. That's all over. Manufacturing jobs are coming back. 401ks are absolutely through the roof. They're up 35% since Election Day. Consumer confidence is an all-time high. Taxes for small businesses, I mean, most importantly, they went from 39% down to, mm-hmm. what, 21% right now? I mean, so every small business owner in this country gets a major, major, major tax break this year. The tax cuts, the largest in the history of our country, you know, averages about $2,500 additional dollars in people's pockets. I mean, our economy is flying. It is absolutely soaring. And then, you know, one more thing, not to be long-winded about this, you know, you have all these issues that people don't even talk about, which I think are almost as important. Prison reform, a system that's totally broken that hasn't been addressed in 70 years. You know, they're working to reform the prisons and make that system a lot better because it's broken.
Your dad brings fresh eyes to that. I mean, it's unusual for a Republican to be the one, because of some of these connections he has with Kardashian coming there, or Kanye West, and others at the ground root, Eric. And that's the type of area to where the outreach is happening, and hopefully minorities, Latinos and African-Americans will see that, and I hope that this will become even more of a focus.
Sure, and also with the opioid crisis. I mean, look at what drugs, and I'm not just about talking about drugs coming over the southern border, and there's plenty of bad drugs coming across the southern border, but, like, you know, look at the prescription medications. Look at what that has done to so many incredible lives, you know, young and old, and, you know, and also then look at the intangibles, you know, to that, you know, the destruction of families, having to, you know, try and cope with somebody who's going in and out of rehab, and I mean, think about the you know, unquantifiable costs to our society and to families and to livelihoods. And
well, look, right here in Philadelphia, 1,237 people overdosed and died last year around that, right here just in one city. This is one of the epicenters. You're exactly right. And these things are all tied in. So were you kind of surprised yesterday, as we were, Nikki Haley resigning and Ivanka being one of the names front and center to be the U.N. ambassador?
Which she dismissed, you know, very quickly. Ivanka dismissed very quickly, and Nikki Haley is amazing. I've gotten to know her, over the last year or two, and she's incredible. She did two amazing years, and, you know, that's kind of what she said she wanted to do. She wanted to do, you know, a few years, and she did amazing work. And you know, whoever he picks to go in there, you know, if you look at the room, I was just in the UN General Assembly last week when they were here in New York City, and, you know, we're respected again. You know, you look at these leaders. You have this room of 196 or so countries. You know, and they're looking up there, and we're respected again. You know, my father's up there saying, "Hey, guess what, guys? We're not going to get ripped off anymore. We're not going to have bad trade deals. You know, we're not going to be the piggy bank for the entire world. We're not going to fund every initiative."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just look at NATO, Don. I mean, NATO is the greatest example. America is paying 4.2% of the cost of NATO, of the largest economy in the world, which we are, right? Germany comes out and says, you know, we're at 1.1% of our GDP. We would love to get to 1.5% by 2025. My father's saying, they're looking at them, are you kidding me? So we are paying 4.2% of our GDP, which is much larger, and you hope to get to 1.5% by 2025?
And it's your own defense in your backyard with the Russians right around the corner. Exactly. Right.
You're much closer to Russia than we are. How about this? How about we pay the same amount that you're paying? Why don't we pay 1.1%? And let's see, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is crazy. This is how the United States has been treated, you know, for years.
Well, that's bringing fresh eyes to it. That's bringing something, and that's one of the reasons for the election, Eric. You're going to be coming to Pennsylvania anytime between now and the midterms.
You know, I was just there for Lou Barletta.
Okay.
Lou Barletta is an amazing guy. In fact, his brother just passed away yesterday, the day before. But Lou is one of the nicest human beings we've ever met, and he does an incredible job. He is a hard worker, and I was just there. I was actually in Harrisburg, and I was in Lehigh Valley, and I know the Philly area very, very well. In fact, I went to school there.
I know you did.
Or just outside Philly, and I mean, I absolutely love that area, and I spent, you know, many years of my life there. And we love Pennsylvania, and it's a state that we're still in a lot, and we've got to win this. I mean, make no mistake, people. You know, Pennsylvania is truly one of the most important states in the nation in terms of the midterms. People have to get out and vote. I mean, absolutely. They have to get out and vote. Well, it's so important. But Lou is a fantastic guy, and you literally couldn't have a better person representing your state.
Hope to see you sometime before the election. Eric, thank you. Thanks for joining us again today.
Dom, it's great being on with you again.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.